in football vernacular, since we're going to talk football, fumbled yesterday with Pat's perfect pigskin prognostications, which usually happen after the 8:30 news on Thursdays.
Oops, we forgot about it, eh?
Well, Pat was off yesterday, mm-hmm. and Pat usually sends me emails when he completes his production work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd forgotten that he had told me before we had parted company on Wednesday. He said, hey, look, I've already got it taken care of. It's already ready to go. He was more prepared than I was. And I just, because I kept on looking, well, where's the email? Didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
It was already done.
It was all loaded and ready to go, right?
So I messed up, and I apologize. But we will make amends now as we present Pat through the technology of the recording device.
It's now time for some of the most excruciatingly frivolous 2+ minutes in news sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. I've been in a bit of a drought here of late, but I felt extremely confident last week. So confident, in fact, that I gave you not 3, but 4 surefire picks so I could regain my excellent form from earlier this season. Yes, I know. Let's get this over with. Go to the tape.
I have to say, go Army. Beat Navy 22-16.
I don't think he got it, but it's so close. That's a stop and short of the first down. Navy takes over, and Navy's going to win it.
I think we all agree that was a mistake.
Give me the football team over the Cowboys 23-21.
Pressure. Heineke is decked. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Dallas and Armstrong. He's going to walk in.
Yeah! Bonus pick for you. Give me the Arizona Cardinals easily over the LA Rams 29-20.
Stafford loads up for the deep shot. Running ahead of everyone is Van Jefferson. Touchdown.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
Give me the Broncos over the Lions 23-17.
First up the middle, and Gordon will walk into the end zone for the touchdown.
Isn't that special?
Yes, Church Lady, I can't really celebrate the fact that I avoided a perfectly putrid week thanks to a Lions loss. I mean, they were grabbing guys off the street to play in that game against Denver. Of course they were going to lose, so it's really no big deal that I picked that game correctly. So my record drops to 32-18. I mean, yes, it's good, but it's not stellar, and I want this segment to be stellar, supreme, and sublime. Let's go to my perfect picks. The Toledo Rockets take on the Middle Tennessee Raiders in the much-coveted Bahamas Bowl on Friday afternoon. No laughing, yes, I'm picking this game. This has the makings of being a one-sided win for the MAC team. Armed with an offense that has scored over 30 points in the last 5 games and a solid defense, expect the Rockets to win this one in easy fashion. Give me Toledo over Middle Tennessee 38-21. Another MAC team, the Kent State Golden Flashes, battle the Wyoming Cowboys in the famed Potato Bowl on Tuesday. Expect Wyoming to stuff, bake, mash, and saute Kent State. Plus, my wife got her master's from Wyoming, so I better pick Wyoming to win. Give me Wyoming over Kent State 31-29. We now move over to the NFL. I'm going with an upset special later on tonight when the Kansas City Chiefs visit the LA Chargers in SoCal. The Chiefs are rolling, winning 6 straight as they appear like they're peaking at just the right time, but they might be without some key defensive players due to COVID, and the Chargers beat the Chiefs in KC earlier this year. Yes, I know, the Chargers are also missing some important players, but the Chargers can keep up with the Chiefs offensively. And Thursday games are always tougher for the road teams. Give me the Chargers over the Chiefs 34-28. And finally, your adorable Detroit Lions host the NFC West leading Arizona Cardinals at Ford Field this Sunday. Look, the Lions got their one win. That's all they're going to get. They're going into this game with a few players on the COVID list, and injuries continue to decimate an already decimated Detroit team. Now, the Cards lost to the Rams last week, and they're not going to lose to Detroit. I'm calling for running back James Conner to have a career day for the Cards as the Lions continue their march towards selecting Michigan's Aiden Hutchinson with the first overall pick in next year's draft. Give me the Cardinals over the Lions 38-9. So I've got Toledo over Middle Tennessee, Wyoming over Kent State, the Chargers over the Chiefs, and the Cardinals over the Lions. And that's this week's installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
And again, apologies for missing it by a day. Perhaps Pat wishes I would have missed it completely since he did pick last night's game. He got the score right. 34-28, it's just that
backwards.
Kansas City beat the Chargers, right. So he's already off.
What is he, 0 for 4?
1 for 4.
1 for 4.
Because, well, as he said, picking the Lions, I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, is that really a victory?
Hardly.